A common question at Christmas is, what kind of tree do you have, real or fake? Well, the bigger question is, which is better for the environment? The artificial tree made of plastic that ultimately will go in the bin, or the natural tree, which are grown and cut for the occasion? But Colm Crowley has a solution, and that's Cork pot-grown trees, which are to rent and return after Christmas, reducing waste across the board.
Well, I'm selling Christmas trees nearly 26 years, and one part of our service is that we collect Christmas trees in January, like the cut Christmas trees. But I always thought it was a bit strange that, you know, that a Christmas tree couldn't stay alive for longer than the 4 weeks. So I kind of did a bit of research about 5 years ago, and I realised that you could actually rent Christmas trees in America and in Germany, and it's actually quite big in England as well. So I just, when I found out the idea, I just knew people over here would just go crazy for it. So back in Christmas 2021, I got 100 trees, pot-grown trees. I started growing them previously, but I didn't have them big enough, so I bought those ones in. We sold out straight away. People just really got on board with the concept.
What's the behind the scenes like from you growing them to taking them out before Christmas and returning them as well?
It is very labour intensive. Like, we have to bring the trees back, we have to put them back into the ground again. Like, we do have a special system which makes it a bit easier. We have to feed them, we have to water them, and just make sure that they don't die as well. Yeah, but it's a labour love as well. You know, I love what I do as well. So I think maybe 5 or 10 years time, I think renting trees will be the norm. And this is our third year now renting trees. And we've actually been renting the same tree now this year to people who started when we first started back in Christmas 21. There's a huge responsibility for us then every year to make sure that the tree stays alive. Because when we contact the customers for the following Christmas, you know, they really want their same tree back. They don't want any other tree, they just want that same tree back. We put a tag on the tree, and that tag stays on the tree then all year round. So each tree is tagged with a number, and that corresponds then with the customer.
The fun part of it is that each year you rent a tree, you can rent it again another year later. The same tree which grows with you each year. Some customers have even named their tree.
We found as well, like, a lot of families would be really getting on board with this, especially people with very young children, because as the child grows, the tree is growing as well. So each year the tree is getting bigger, and people start to name their trees as well. They're getting very attached to their trees. People laugh at this, like Spruce Springsteen is a very popular name. But they do name their tree Spike, but then they just have, you know, normal conventional names. You know, I mean, we sold a tree now to a guy the other day, and they called him Dave. And I was like, why do you call him Dave? Because he's a friend called Dave who's very short. And they just said, look, this looks like Dave. So they just decided to call him Dave.
Artificial trees have a long lifespan, and it prevents you from buying a new one each year. However, they eventually end up in the bin and remain in landfills for years and years. New artificial trees consume a lot of energy to be made, and add on the transportation on top of that. It doesn't have a good carbon footprint. So hold on to your artificial tree for as long as you can, and when its time is up, make a sustainable switch and rent a tree. The Rent a Tree scheme is locally sourced and supports local businesses. The trees start from as little as 1 foot in height and grow up to 8 or 9 feet. Eventually, when they've reached a certain height, they are retired Christmas trees and replanted into the ground.
We have some 8 foot this year. We might try and grow them on to 9 foot next year. And we'll see after that. We're still experimenting as well, you know, but we'll try and grow them as big as they can. But like, at the end of the day, those trees want to be planted into the ground at some stage. So we might only get an extra year of that. And then we'd probably, you know, retire them into the ground.
In our ever-changing society, and as we become more eco-conscious and look for sustainable options, renting a Christmas tree is the sustainable choice going forward.
Well, I think the timing is perfect for this. I mean, back 10 years ago, this wouldn't be as popular. People are very conscious now, very eco-conscious. So this is, you know, the timing is just perfect for this kind of scheme. But I think it's just a change of mindset as well. You know, people are used to the cut tree and dispose of it after Christmas. People are really getting on board with it, and it's just going to take a little bit of time, I think. I would say that buying a cut tree is still very sustainable, because for every tree that's cut, there's two replanted. So whether you either choose a cut tree or a pot-grown tree, it is very sustainable and a really good choice for the environment. And I do think that less people are buying the artificial tree, more people are going for the cut tree. So I would try and encourage people to start renting a tree, because it's great fun. they get to see the tree grow every year, and the tree gets to stay alive as well. And so long as the tree gets to stay alive, it's a lot better for the environment.
Brilliant. And last but not least, if people wanted to come down and see you get a tree either this year or for next year, where can they find you?
They can find us on christmastree.ie, and we're also very active on Instagram. It's Cork Pockron Christmas Trees or christmastree.ie.
Cullum, for the people who are a bit lastminute.com with their Christmas tree, we only have a few days left before Santa arrives. If they are in a panic and they're looking for a tree, what can they do?
They can still order online, and we're still doing deliveries right up to Christmas.
For now, that's another episode of Ours to Protect.